morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Fox Sports On the Road. I'm your host, Michael Cohen, here on Fox Sports New Jersey. We've got a packed show for you today with plenty of interviews. We've got some audio from a joint press conference involving Rutgers football as they were preparing for the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium, which, of course, takes place on December 28th when Rutgers takes on Miami of Florida. We will have that game for you. Wall-to-wall coverage, starting with our kickoff, starting with our tailgate show at 11 o'clock. And it's going to be a packed day. We're gonna have, we have a lot of things planned. And, of course, it all leads up to kickoff at 2 o'clock on the 28th. Right now, we have a handful of interviews involving a press conference with Rutgers. We have the running back, Kyle Monongo, your Big Ten leading rusher. Defensive end, Mayan Ananotu. Offensive coordinator, Kirk Siriaka. And defensive coordinator Joe Harris-Simiak. All of them took part in this interview, and we had an opportunity to ask all of them some questions about the game coming up, and we are going to play a little bit of that for you a little later on in the program. But first things first, we're going to kick things off with a very unique player profile. This individual's name is Austin Madronic. He is a lacrosse player with the National Lacrosse League's New York Riptide. In fact, he is in his first year here with Riptide. He was originally playing for a team all the way out in Saskatchewan. He now lives here in Hoboken, New Jersey. He now works in New York City. And that's what's interesting, because unlike a lot of professional athletes who obviously have the career path in professional sports, this young man is not only working on the field as a professional athlete and staying in shape to play on a weekly basis. He's also working a 9-to-5 job, and it's a very unique story, and we are going to bring it to you right here on Fox Sports On the Road. Austin, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. So, Austin, just tell me a little more about yourself. Before we get into how you balance work and sports, just tell me a little more about yourself, starting with your time in Harvard.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually Canadian, grew up all over Canada, both parents were in the military, and lacrosse was always, something that I wanted to pursue, and was able to get recruited to go play lacrosse at Harvard. Had an amazing experience there, despite some hiccups with COVID kind of taking away, half my eligibility. And so that was a crazy experience, but, I got the opportunity to play at one of the best universities in the world and study there. So all positive experiences from that front.
Your senior year, you had 30 goals, one of the top scorers on the team. Just talk to me about that season last year.
Yeah, it was a great season. It felt like from my freshman year onward, we were really starting to build something with the recruits we were bringing in. And when I got to my senior year, it was to the point where we had a great young base, but it was trying to kind of remain consistent in our games. With so many young players on the field, you can have a lot of inconsistencies. But Harvard's really been building something great. And as we continued throughout the year, we got the opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament for the first time in a long time, which was one of our main goals we set out to do at the start of the season. There were some hiccups, some tough losses that we had to shake, but just getting back to that, national stage in the lacrosse world was great.
What is it about the sport of lacrosse that really stuck out for you when you were growing up and you were looking for that sport to play compared to some of the other sports?
Yeah. So being Canadian, grew up playing both hockey and lacrosse, and then, just being an athlete, I played everything. I played basketball, soccer, you name it, football. And to me, lacrosse, is one, it's the fastest game and it's the most exciting to watch, in my opinion. I love watching football. I'm a huge Bills fan. But in terms of if you're actually dedicated and know the sport, lacrosse is one of the best games to watch. It's so fast paced, transitioning up and down, just like hockey, basketball. You got the physicality of football, and kind of those really high level skill plays that you see in a number of sports, but it's just putting it all together, the physicality, the speed,
Who was your muse? Who was your muse who helped you kind of pave this way towards this?
I've had so many great coaches. So I grew up in Victoria, British Columbia, on the west coast of Canada. And from a young age, I had former Hall of Famers as coaches. And then moving around, I actually had the opportunity to spend some time playing on a reservation out near Montreal. And so I had great coaches all throughout. And then I went to a boarding school in high school in Indiana, actually. It was a military school. And I had an amazing coach there, Coach Posner, one of the legendary high school lacrosse coaches. He's now at Lawrenceville Academy here in Jersey, actually. And he's killing it there.
So when you turned pro, you started off, and correct me if I'm wrong, you started off with Saskatchewan, correct?
Correct.
Just tell me more about that experience.
Yeah, it was awesome. Got to play with a lot of guys that, you know, I had idolized growing up, watching them play, like Mark Matthews and Robert Church. And the playing experience was amazing. I think that we did underperform last year in Saskatchewan. We had the talent to be a playoff team and really make a run. But we kind of got into a big mid-season dull where we just weren't winning games, weren't executing. And so everything from the lacrosse front was great. Management, all the people were great. But it is kind of the reality of our sport, playing pro lacrosse. We don't get paid enough to, you know, that be our whole lives. Majority of the league, you have other jobs. And so when the season was over, I really had to consider, you know, my life outside of lacrosse. And so I requested a trade on my front, mainly just, you know, it was nothing to do with lacrosse, not the people, the management, anything like that. It was just, you know, there's a team here in New York and it would make my life so much easier to be able to play for the Riptide. And so that's kind of how I went about it.
That's very interesting. I mean, because usually in professional sports, when you hear about trades, usually it's, you know, decisions that the team makes, you know, they're looking for draft picks, what have you, or trying to swap players. You very rarely do you hear about what the athlete wants and what they're trying to accomplish. I mean, so just talk more about that, kind of that balance now with work, because I see you're a research manager at GF Data. So obviously, if you want to talk, if you can or want to touch a little bit about that job and how that kind of balance with the sport.
Yeah. So it's awesome. I really enjoy doing my job right now. I was one of those guys coming out of college, or kind of when I was looking at what I was going to do out of college, didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. And so this job has been great, exposing me to a lot of things that I'm interested in, while being able to maintain kind of a flexible lifestyle. So not in the office 5 days a week from working until midnight. I do have a lot of flexibility in my schedule, which is great. But I'm also, you know, I'm exposed to things that are really teaching me about the finance world. And so all positive things on that end. I'm really enjoying my job right now. And then in terms of balancing out lacrosse and work, for me, it's been interesting. I think I struggled with it a little bit last year compared to how I'm doing this year. And the main thing is realizing that, you know, I'm playing one day a week, and that's on a normal week without a bye. Really, lacrosse is, it takes up 2 days of my week. What am I doing for those other 5 days in the week? Lacrosse has to be in there. You know, it's like, I am a professional athlete, even though I do have another job. I have to get my workouts in, and I have to be eating right, and that type of thing. So I feel like I've done a lot better that this year compared to my first year.
Again, we're talking with Austin Medronic. He is of the New York Riptide. They are the National Lacrosse League. For those of you who don't know, the National Lacrosse League has 15 teams. They're all across North America. You got four teams in New York, in fact. In addition to the Riptide, you got teams in Albany, Rochester, and Buffalo as well. You also have teams all over Canada, California, Nevada, Colorado, Texas. So those are just some of the locations. I understand that you also right now are commuting from Hoboken to New York, and then after that you have to, I guess, go to practice or workout. So what is that like to try to, you know, stay in game shape, you know, now that you're in a season now, it's just gotten started, and also work as well?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think honestly, being in Hoboken, the commute is really easy for me. Either taking the ferry in the summer on a nice day, that's just a beautiful ride, looking at the New York City skyline, like can't ask for a better commute than that. Or in the winter, now it's pretty cold, taking the bus or the path. So the commute's honestly, it's been great. And then in terms of trying to stay in shape and stuff, you know, it's definitely difficult. It requires a little bit more attention than it did, say, in college, where in college everything's scheduled for you. You know, you can't just not go to lift at 6 a.m. So here it's intentional. I have to get myself up and make myself do it. But now that I'm in a routine, it's just kind of following that routine and staying up with it.
That's awesome. What has this experience been like so far here in the New York Riptide? They've been, I think you're a few games into the season. What's it been like so far?
It's been great. Disappointing on the results end. And when you look at our games, we've lost our first two games. And looking at kind of the tape, reviewing the tape with the team and stuff, it really boils down to us on the offensive side of the ball not executing. We're getting ton of chances. Our first game we had 60 shots on net, and it's just we're not finishing the ball. So you know, we hit in the first game, I think we hit like 8 posts, so you know, half of those go in, it's a total different conversation. We won the game and we have a great offense. So it's when you put it into perspective like that, as long as we continue to do the right things, the results will come. And right now we're doing the right things. We have a great process. We've got a great coaching staff who's there to give us a good game plan. They're doing it. Now it comes down to us as players doing our jobs, going out and executing and finishing the ball.
What is really the key? I mean, you just touched on it a little bit right there. What's really the key now coming out of the bye for you guys to go back out there and get that win?
Yeah, a few things. I think strong start is key. We had a stronger start in our last game against Halifax than we did in the first game. But just getting off to a strong start offensively. Our start this game against Halifax was the first goal was on a trick play where we did a hidden ball trick, open net. And that's always nice to see, getting your first shot on net go in. But having a strong start in settled offense. So in lacrosse, you got kind of the transition aspect where you might have guys that who are not normally playing offense, play offense in uneven situations. And then you have your power play, just like hockey, where you're kind of expected to score at a higher rate. But then the key for us, I think, is having a strong start in settled 5-on-5 offense, your typical situation. We got to, you know, take advantage of those opportunities and win those opportunities.
You said that you are a Buffalo Bills fan. I could see it on your hat yeah, as well. So what is that like living here in this area in New Jersey? You got all these angry Jets and Giants fans here. You know, their season's been horrible. Your team is on the way to the playoffs again. Do you just rub it into the faces of people that you see in the street?
No, that's bad karma. The Bills got to do their job and finish off the season. I'm worried about that Dolphins game at the end of the year. They lose that, it's just typical Buffalo Bills luck. We're going to miss the playoffs. So got to take care of business. I think Josh Allen's starting to kind of turn the season around, starting to be more physical, running the ball. And all good signs from them, but I'm not going to brag about it until we're in the playoffs.
I think you guys got a good shot. I really do. I think you guys got a good shot of getting into the postseason. Just your thoughts about living in New Jersey. What have you had a chance to go beyond just Hoboken and kind of look around the state a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. So I actually play in this really fun lacrosse tournament in the summer. Get to reconnect with a bunch of my college buddies. It's called War at the Shore, and it's down on Jersey Shore. And I've been there twice now, and it's been amazing. I love it down there. And then just the whole state. So I was living in Midtown, New York last year, and then made the move out to Hoboken this summer. And it's like night and day. I have a dog and love taking her on walks around here. And you get the benefits of being 10 minutes away from New York City, but also you're not in New York City. So you can walk your dog without all the negatives that come with being in New York.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Just some of your final thoughts about, you know, if you had to talk to other athletes or college athletes who are, you know, considering, you know, going pro, maybe in some of that, maybe not be, let's say, like the NBA or the NFL, but they're, you know, thinking of doing something like you are. What's your advice to them as far as kind of, you know, managing that work life and sports life balance?
Yeah, I think the first thing I would say is go for it, do it. As athletes, especially like high level college athletes, we've been working our entire lives to get to that point. And it doesn't need to be over when you're done with college. You know, everybody talks about, well, maybe not in the NBA, NFL, but in our world, everyone talks about, you know, lacrosse is going to be over someday. And you have to kind of make a decision for the next 40 years of your life, not the next four. And, you know, I've been playing lacrosse since I was three and always dreamed of playing pro. And it's maybe not the most financially beneficial thing to do. But, you know, it's a dream. And I've put in thousands of hours working to play lacrosse. And I couldn't be happier that I decided to continue playing. It's a sport I love and hope to continue playing. So, yeah. That's the one thing I would say is follow your dreams and just keep on pushing.
That's awesome. Austin, again, best of luck to you throughout the course of this season as you continue your journey here in New York with Riptide. Again, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Thanks for joining us here on Fox on the Road.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.